Let's talk to my next guest. Here's something to ponder. Between birth and age 5, kids experience the most rapid brain growth and development than at any other time in their lives. 90% of a child's brain development takes place by age 5. Research has shown how impactful kids' experiences are on their future well-being, success. So we invest in early childhood programming, education services, in child welfare, healthcare, education, law enforcement, and well, it's a big opening to bring you on. Of course, the vision for Kent County's early childhood system is that every young child in Kent County will enter kindergarten healthy and ready to succeed in school and life. So let's get you on to talk about this. Always a pleasure, Amy Turner. Tolley, you with the Ready by 5 Early Childhood Millage here to tell us more. Amy, always a pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Remind me of your journey thus far in life.
Sure. Well, this part of my life, the part where I've been working in early childhood, started a little bit more than 16 years ago. And I remember that always because at the time when I started, I had a daughter who had just turned 1, and she's now about to be a senior in high school.
But
it moves quickly. But so at that time when I started, I was really living early childhood day in and day out. I had a 1-year-old and also a 2-year-old son. And I knew then how important it was that we invest early. So I was a believer early on, but I've only become a bigger believer the more I've learned about the brain research that you just mentioned, the economic benefits that you touched on and return on investment. Like you said, those first 5 years are such an opportunity to set a child on a path to be successful all throughout school and into adulthood. So, the dream all along has been to have sustainable funding in Kent County for these really important programs. And I was part of a team that initiated the first Ready by 5 Early Childhood Millage back in 2018. And I'm excited about what we've accomplished this far and what we can continue to do if this next millage is passed. And we work closely with parents and families and kids. So it's been a really great experience.
All right, let's get into our conversation then. What can you tell us about the Ready by 5 millage renewal?
Well, it's back on the ballot next week, August 6th. Of course, early voting has started, and you can also vote by absentee or in person on August 6th. It's a 6-year millage, and the first one that was passed in 2018 expires at the end of this calendar year, at the end of 2024. So we need this renewal to make sure we can continue the programs that are funded by the millage so that they'll be available to children and families, and we can build on the successes that we're already seeing so far. So if approved, this will take us through 2030, and it's expected to bring in about $8.8 million in the first year. And that money, again, goes to pay for high-quality, evidence-based programs that we know improve the health and school readiness of young children. First Steps Kent is the nonprofit organization that oversees and administers the millage, but the programs that are funded are actually all operated by community-based organizations, nonprofits, the health department, the Kent Intermediate School District, and like I said, a lot of nonprofits. And the kinds of services that are funded include in-home parenting support and home visits. We do developmental screenings for children, and that is so important so we can identify potential delays and disabilities early and make sure kids get the help they need at an early age rather than trying to intervene later. Prenatal support for parents, connections to community resources. We know families need help finding childcare and other early childhood services. And we have play and learn groups, which are really important for helping kids build the skills they need for kindergarten, and those are social emotional skills, as well as the early literacy and language skills. So those have been great for families.
Amy, how much will it cost homeowners?
Well, again, this is a renewal, so it isn't going to cost homeowners any more than they're already paying, but the owner of a $300,000 home will pay $37.50 a year, or $3.13 a month. And the median home value in Kent County is just more than $300. So that gives you a good sense of the median taxpayer. So $313 a month is less than a dozen eggs or a cup of coffee. And like I said, it's a strict renewal. So this is not a new tax.
appreciate that. How does it benefit kids? Expand a bit more into the good words you've already shared, the programs that are making them, I'll say, more ready, if I can kind of put those in air quotes, for kindergarten.
Yeah, readiness is really important. So the benefits are enormous. Research shows high-quality early childhood programs have benefits we can see in the very short term, stronger family relationships, which are really foundational to all kinds of childhood success, children meeting their milestones since parents know what to do to nurture their development. But the biggest benefits show up is children age. Lots of research shows that children have better success in school if they've had high-quality early childhood programs. They're less likely to need remediation in elementary school, more likely to graduate from high school. Long-term, children who've participated in evidence-based programs are more likely to be adults in the workforce than their peers who hadn't had that strong foundation. So these benefits last for decades. And in terms of readiness, you know, it's easy to think in your mind, okay, a ready child is someone who can do the alphabet song and, you know, count to 10. But those are not the most important skills by any means for kindergarten readiness. It's really the social-emotional development. So if you're a parent out there who has a child who's about to enter kindergarten, the kinds of things you want to see in your child are enthusiasm about learning. Can the child listen and communicate? Does the child want to be independent, play well with others? Do you have appropriate physical skills? And then also letter and number recognition. Those basic skills are really important. And the programs funded by Ready by Five support children in all of those areas. And I can't emphasize enough how important that social-emotional development is.
This, our segment we call By Leaps and Bounds. What does it mean to be Ready by Five? My guest answering the question, Amy Turner-Toley, with the Ready by Five Early Childhood Millage. How will it benefit Kent County as a whole, remind me?
Well, all of those things I just talked about a minute ago, like, you know, if kids are more successful in school, if they're less likely to get in trouble with law enforcement, if they're more likely to become adults who contribute to the local economy, all of those things come with economic benefits to the community. And the benefits, it's really an investment in the future because the benefits accrue over time. When we have kids who are more ready, we know that those kids are just more likely to be successful in everything that follows. So, you know, the return on investment makes this both the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do for kids and families, but it's also the smart thing to do because it's an investment in Kent County's future. We know that early intervention and prevention save money in the long run, and they lead to stronger families and thriving kids. So all good benefits to the community.
What about preschool? I guess the devil's advocate, isn't that already funded by the state?
Yep, the state does fund preschool. So Ready by Five does not. What the millage funds complements but does not overlap with state funding of preschool. So the state-funded preschool program is called the Great Start Readiness Program, GSRP, and I'll put a plug in for that. GSRP is still enrolling children right now. It's tuition-free preschool for four-year-olds, and if you have a child who you'd like to get into that, you can contact the Kent Intermediate School District. But Ready by Five does not fund any preschool. Instead, Ready by Five funds other high-quality evidence-based early childhood programs, and all of this research into early childhood shows that preschool alone is not enough. The outcomes of early education improve significantly when it's coupled with these additional prevention and intervention programs that are funded by the millage. And it's important to start early supporting children and families rather than waiting till a child is four.
All right. Important information, but we are solely the messenger. So I ask you, Amy, how do we find out more information? What's our good source?
Yeah, absolutely. The website is www.yesreadybyfive.com. That's with the number five. So it's yesreadybyfive.com. There's also a Facebook page. And the most important thing to remember is on the August 6th ballot, go all the way to the nonpartisan section of the ballot, so it's right after the judges. That's where you'll see proposals, and including Ready by Five, and, you know, voting is already underway, so people can check it out on the website and then then go make the vote and decide how they want to decide between now and August 6th. So please remember to vote.
Time flies when you're having fun. Exercise your right to vote. It's a theme for today. All right, Amy, go get them. Thanks for you. Glad your kids are growing up. Be careful what you wish for. Amy Turney-Tolley on behalf of the Ready by 5 Early Childhood Millage. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Shelley.